Hi, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
Yes, you are. And I am Mark Plotnick, Jim's co-host.
Yes, you are.
Well, now that we cleared that up, Jim and I are here each week to bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available on Amazon, the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum website gift page, Rediscover Records in Elgin, or through my webpage at jimsamariaphoto.com. The book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by a true mensch, Mark Plotnick, or some people call him
the Great Plots.
The Great Plots. Hey, how you doing? The Great Plots.
And you, Jim, are the Great Consigliere.
Yes, I am.
Also nicknamed Sammy by some of your softball friends. Can you tell? I don't know. Where'd you get that name, Sammy?
Last name is Sumaria. When you grew up in Chicago, it's Samaria.
Sammy.
That's where it comes
from. Wow. Well, how do you respond to that?
You don't. Okay. Well, thank you for calling me Sammy.
Okay, well, yes, folks, we are fond of each other, despite what you read in the tabloids. Well,
yeah, that piece in the National Enquirer really ticked me off.
Me too.
It wasn't true. Anyway, Mark, what were you listening to in 69?
Well, my dorm mates were mostly listening to debut albums of a lot of bands, including Blind Faith and Led Zeppelin. Why do you ask?
Well, because there were several bands that had quite an impact with their 1969 debut albums. Some bands like Mountain, originally they were called The Vagrants. I don't know if you knew that. Delaney and Bonnie had a debut album, and The Stooges. Although those bands were short-lived, they were still inspiring, and other bands like King Crimson and Grand Funk had long careers and influenced many future bands.
That's right, but today we only have time to focus on the legacy of 8X. So, Jim, start us off with our first choice.
The first band had an album out called CTA, a self-titled album. So who is CTA, you may ask? Well, the first band was formed in 1967. They were known as The Big Thing. They changed their name to CTA, which stood for Chicago Transit Authority. And finally, they took on the name of the city they were from, Chicago. Listen to these numbers, Mark. Chicago's record sales have topped the 100 million mark and include 21 top 10 singles, 5 consecutive number one albums, and 25 of their 32 albums they've put out have been certified platinum. Chicago is the first American rock band to have top 40 albums in 5 different decades. So we're going to play a song from their debut album called CTA. This great song, it's biographical. So from 1969 is their song, Introduction. Thank you.
That was powerful.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, it's time to move on to one of my favorite bands. The Allman Brothers were a game changer. They fused blues, jazz, country, and rock into a sound no one had heard before. Their debut album didn't initially sell well, but the legendary rock critic Lester Bangs, who, by the way, was notorious for being very difficult to please, he called the album consistently subtle, honest, and moving. And he described the Allman Brothers as a group that transcended their schooling to produce a volatile blues rock sound of pure energy, inspiration, and love. So, from their debut album, aptly named The Allman Brothers, here is the song, It's Not My Cross to Bear. Great song, great song.
Now, who are those two guitar players?
You know how you can tell the difference between Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts? Seriously.
Well, Dwayne plays slide a lot.
Well, yeah, but Dwayne plays a lot of nine-slide guitar. Dwayne's technique on nine-slide guitar is not that far from the way he plays slide guitar. And their tones are different, too. They have a different tone on their instruments, but all right. Is that too, were we getting too technical for our audience?
No, that was good.
Okay,
was good.
Well, we hope you are enjoying that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. Here is Jim again.
Yeah, we're talking about 1969 debut albums. Well, there's this one singer who I really like, and in 1968, this gentleman joined the Jeff Beck Group. And when they performed for the first time in the USA at the Fillmore East, he was very jittery, and he was found hiding behind the amps, fearing the audience would think he was a fake because he was a white man with a black-sounding voice. So he hid. Isn't that funny? And, well, that nervousness didn't last too long. One of the most entertaining singers in rock history is Rod Stewart. And after leaving the Jeff Beck Group, he joined Small Faces, which became Faces, of course, because he was tall. And in between gigs, he recorded his first solo album in the UK. That album was called An Old Raincoat Won't Ever Let You Down. And though that was released in 1970, but in the USA, it was released as the Rod Stewart album in early 1969. And we're going to play a song from that album. It's called I Wouldn't Ever Change a Thing. And Mark, by the way, Keith Emerson plays organ on this.
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
I do.
I wouldn't change a thing if I could live it all again. Funny, you know, when you sit down and think about what you have, about the friends you used to know, what happened, where did they all go? Can you remember happy hours spent drinking and thinking we thought we could change the world? And we never, 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 never thought we could get much older there. We're the ones who love to love and like to love. We'd bring it all home with the right song played at the right time. What happened to the girl that you loved once and left, young man? Did you break her heart? Is she living? Did she marry? Did she ever think on your face again? Don't worry. know my tongue gets tired when I think back on all of the things we do. I wonder if I'll remember these few precious things that years passed me by. When young bodies have grown older and minds become dimmer, I'll point a finger back in time.
July of 1968, Jimmy Page of the Yardbirds was in a really tough spot. Several band members quit, and Page had to fulfill the band's concert obligations in Scandinavia. So he contacted Terry Reid to be the new singer, but Reid declined and then recommended a barely 20-year-old named Robert Plant. Fortunately, Plant accepted and suggested his mate, John Bonham, from the Band of Joy, to come on board. And finally, John Paul Jones, an old session friend of Jimmy Page, joined as a new bass player and keyboard player, and they were dubbed, as we all know, the New Yardbirds. In a very short time, they became the Juggernaut Led Zeppelin. And their debut album with the iconic image of the burning Hindenburg airship was blasting through the dorm rooms, at least at my university. So from that landmark debut album, here is the blues rocker, How Many More Times? We'll be right back. Guys will never be big. Okay. Well, please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM and on demand 24/7.